The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
People who are listening to the show yesterday will remember we spoke to Liam Cunningham. So Liam had been in Sicily over the weekend seeing off the Madeleine. The Madeleine is this ship, part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. It is on its way to Gaza with aid. It is just approaching, because you can track it online, the western end of Crete. And it was really moving, some of the stuff that Liam told us, just in terms of what's on board. There's the usual things. There's medical supplies. There are painkillers. There are bandages. There was a 3D printed prosthetic arm for a child, which gives you a sense of what is needed and what people are going through there. So that is why the boat is on its way. But it is a perilous journey, because only last month the Israelis used drones to attack another ship. And in the course of our conversation, Liam reminded us that a number of years ago in 2010, a number of ships were boarded by the IDF. And Fiona Thompson is a filmmaker, and she was on one of those ships. Fiona, you're very welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us. How did you come to be on one of these ships?
Oh, thank you, Kieran. Well, I ended up being on one of the ships accidentally. It was really very accidentally. So the ship was in Dundalk, and I had stumbled across the people who were organising the ship. And I said I would do some videos for them to organise some aid, to get more aid onto the ship before they went. And then eventually the ship had left, and then they kind of rang me and they said, is there any chance you want to come on board for the journey? So that's how it happened. So the ship had left from Dundalk, and I flew to Malta to join the ship.
And what was the plan when you got on the ship? The aim of it was simply to get aid into Gaza, which was under a blockade at the time. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Same as the Madeleine. It was absolutely all that was on the ship was all just like humanitarian aid, and everything else. Yeah, there was nothing else on board. It was just medical supplies and all the rest. Exactly the same as the Madeleine right now.
What happened?
What happened was the Mavi Mara was, we were delayed. We got delayed and we had some ship troubles. The Mavi Mara was ahead of us. We were meant to be in unison with the Mavi Mara. The Mavi Mara went ahead of us. We got delayed, sorry. So the Mavi Mara went ahead of us. The Israelis, as you know, came and bombarded the Mavi Mara and shot 9 people on the Mavi Mara. So then what happened was, which we realised later, was we were 2 days behind them on the Rachel Curry. And then what happened was, we realised later, was that they sent the exact same team down onto our ship to take us in on international waters. They used us as a guinea pig to say that we were the real humanitarian ship, and the ship before us, the Mavi Mara, was not humanitarian.
So,
and we were taken on international waters, and we were taken into Ashdod. The ship was taken into Ashdod under guns and warships. And yeah,
what was your experience of all of that like, Fiona? Like from the moment you heard that the ship ahead of you, the ship that you were meant to be travelling in unison with, had been attacked effectively. Like, that's what it was. And
yeah,
people had been killed.
Yeah, Kieran, I'll never forget it. I can see it right in my mind's eye, and I actually have it on camera, and I can see it, I have it on film. I can see it in my mind's eye. I remember hearing it because we had a satellite phone. We had one satellite phone on the ship, and we got called down to the deck, and basically it was like the Mavi Mara's got shot up. And I can see everyone's faces. Even when I'm talking to you now, I can see Jenny's face, Derek's face, Mairead's face. I can see all of the faces when we realised that the Mavi Mara had got shot. It was absolutely horrific. We had no idea that was going to happen. And we had no idea of our fate, what was going to happen to us. Yeah. But we were too far gone and we had to keep going.
And I was going to ask, because one of the features of what's happening at the moment in Gaza is that we get these conflicting accounts in terms of the footage. The IDF will release footage that will kind of tell a very, very different story to the rest of the footage that is widely shared. And I wonder, had you that experience as well? Because you obviously had footage of certain things happening, and then the IDF would have released their own version.
So what happened was that I had footage. So I had my footage. And when I realised that the Mavi Marha had got shut up, I decided that I would put my timestamp on. And as you know, in broadcast and everything else, sometimes you don't put your timestamp on. So I decided to put my timestamp on. So, and I went up to the bridge. So when we were getting closer to the border and to the IDF talking to us, I had all the timestamp on my footage. And then what happened was basically that when the Israeli, the IDF footage came out, I was able to counteract that because I had timestamps on my footage. Now, thankfully, I was able to smuggle out the footage after I was arrested. And then I was able to counteract that footage to say that I had the timestamps to show that they were wrong and we were right. And then it ended up going, my footage ended up going to The Hague against taken to Israel to court, the IDF to court in 2012.
And
but Israel didn't really like that.
No.
No.
I mean, given that experience, Fiona, the experience of the Mavi Marha and what happened to you guys and the Rachel Curry, how worried are you for the people on board the Madeleine?
I'm not worried at all. I'm not worried at all. Because we were a learning curve, and they know the Madeleine is on its way. It's not going, but they won't take it in international waters. And I'm not worried at all. And also, it's got a live tracker on it, so it's absolutely fine. We were the learning curve. 15 years ago, we were the learning curve. So the Madeleine is fine. Okay, it might be taken in. They might, be held for a little time. The goods might not get to where they're meant to go, but I'm not worried for their safety at all.
Well, the Madeleine, if people want to track it, just Madeleine Tracker, Google it, you'll find the Freedom Flotilla Coalition website and the tracker there. And like I said, they've just kind of passed the under Greece and they're approaching the western end of Crete as we speak. So they're closing in on the halfway point in terms of that journey towards Gaza. We'll keep a close eye on them. Fiona, thanks a million for speaking to us. Fiona Thompson, the filmmaker who was on the Rachel Curry back in 2010.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.